So, for instance, children are not behaving at home. Mm-hmm. So the right-wrong concept or the labeling causes anger. They are spoiled and lazy. They do not see what I'm doing for them. Huh? And it goes on like that. So this puts us in a rage, in an anger. And when I'm angry, I tend to do actions which I'm not proud of afterwards. Huh? So then I do something. I say, finito, you don't get your meal this evening. Go into your room. And then the door is closed, and then another concept comes along. Huh? Mm-hmm. The moral concept, caused by guilt feelings. I should have taken more time for them. I mean, they are too young to understand. This was just not right in a moralistic way. And then my static concepts come along. Huh? Who am I? Huh?
The shame.
The shame. I'm not made for this. I'm such a lousy mm-hmm. parent. I'm really not made for that. I will never learn it. Mm-hmm. And then pseudo philosophical concepts which cause depression. I never learn my lesson. My life is meaningless. Mm-hmm. I can't do anything about it. Karma beats the Dharma. Until somebody gets on my nerves again. Huh? Yeah. Maybe I hear them laughing behind the door. And then I feel lively again. What the hell is going on, didn't you? Huh? Yeah. And then I'm in my anger again. So this is a circus. Yeah.
See it here.
Anger, guilt, shame, depression, as Rosenberg sees it as a source of violence. Yeah. And what helps us out of this hell mm-hmm. is, or one possibility is mm-hmm. to connect with our needs again. Because when I connect with my needs, it is life-serving. Because needs are in nature of life. And at least it serves to one human need. When I get connected to that.